end of summer coverage for this week. And I am sending some love toward Elvis Costello. Get well and be healthy. Accidents will happen. Every day I write the book. And this is where I once again switch shows, because I am covering for Gabby. And so I do have another hour that I'm going to be providing you with some music. I hope that there's a DJ on after me so that I don't have to put it on the animatron, but we will see what happens. Gabby and I have a number of musicians that we both share, and I think anyone who has listened to either one of our shows knows that we both are big fans of Haley Hendricks. We went to go see her recently, and we have been playing a lot of her, but I am going to play one more song of Haley Hendricks, and then we'll go into some little bit of maybe more bluegrass stuff, so I hope that you enjoy. Here we go.
Fuckers out to get you. And I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to scoop the slugger out the window.
So this is Kirsten sitting in for Gabby, One Pot Wonder. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was Haley Hendricks and Here's David Grisman.
Fa-la-la-la-lina, let me go, my honey. hurt myself, but you might be my favorite one of all. Fa-la-la-la, now let me go, my honey, oh, back to Tennessee. It's beefsteak when I'm working, whiskey when I'm dry. Sweet heaven, when I die. Why can't I go? Why can't I go back home to apple pie? Is your affront to my virtue was a touch too much, but you left a little twinkle in my eye.
House on fire, we build love up and love. find it when the fire's cold and over. And I'll probably be whistling the blues, kicking through the embers and the ashes, hoping that there's something I can use. House on fire, house on fire. We built love up and love burnt down like a house on fire. We built love up and love burnt down like a house on fire.
Well, hey there. If you liked anything that you heard, some of these musicians are playing in the near future or are people who play regularly. That first song after Haley Hendrix, and the Haley Hendrix song was The Bug Collector from I Need to Start a Garden. Aren't we all out in the garden these days? Although it's been a little hot the past few days, but boy, my garden is really in bloom. I am so happy about it. So then I played some David Grisman from Home Is Where the Heart Is. This is a double CD that was put out by Rounder Records when they were still at 1 Camp Street in Cambridge, Mass. Those days when they would have a sale once a year and you could go in and stock up on all of the good music that Rounder puts out. And they've left. But I still have my double CD. And yes, it's 30 years old, and it's David Grisman, but he collaborates with a lot of other musicians, including Del McCurry. And Del McCurry can be found playing at Prescott Park. Prescott Park has a concert series, and the Del McCurry Band will be there on July 18th. Really a lovely place to go hear music, about an hour, 15-minute drive from the greater Boston area. And it is along the water with a nice little sea breeze. Gillian Welch will also be there. And she is going to be there. I think I said it was on the 21st. Maybe I should look that up. And that was Gillian Welch singing Tennessee from The Harrow and The Harvest. And then I finished that set with the Resophonics. The Resophonics have sometimes are seen together playing at Atwood's, but certainly you can find Sean Staples and Eric Royer playing on Monday night at Atwood's, doing Bluegrass Monday, an evening that I often enjoy. And yes, I did find Gillian Welch is playing at Prescott Park on the 21st, and so Bluegrass Monday is at Atwood's on Monday nights. They start around 8:30 and they go, I don't know, until people, as long as people can stay up. So, very, 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 very fun. In the next set, I'm going to play some Curtis McMurtry. Marissa Anderson, who is currently in a movie, Leave No Trace. And maybe some Margaret Glasby. How does that sound?
Despite being noble, you always were sad as a dog that can't find its way home. But I saw you smile back when you were a girl, promised that I'd never leave you alone. We spent the summer at Eleanor's house, fishing for minnows and making up words. I broke a jar of honey on the kitchen floor. Your grandmother smiled ever so politely. I wanted to cry, but not. Can't remember the things that we used to pretend in those days. But I hope that wherever you are, I'm on your mind always. And some say I'm waiting. wasting my time here by the windowsill. But I never knew better, and I don't think that I ever will.
sentry at the guard post said we had to go away. It's a private community now.
apology. Tapes on the floor, some songs we can't afford to play. When we came here today, all I wanted to say is how much I miss you. Way when we came here today,
I was having so much fun listening to music, I kind of didn't want to come on air and interrupt, but interrupt I must. So let's do a PSA, and then I will let you know what you just heard.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Shelter pets, fostering dogs. I have a foster dog right now at home. He is about 7 months. He's about 25 pounds. He's part Jack Russell Terrier. He is the first Jack Russell Terrier in all the 50 foster dogs that I've had. And he has certainly a different personality than any dog I've ever lived with. And this little guy is a character. When he came to me, he was a little bit, had some behavior issues. He's a little nippy. and he gets nervous at night and wants to protect us against everything. I mean, somebody gets in their car in front of my house and he wants to let me know, but he has settled down nicely. He is a sweet dog, and I hope he gets a home soon because he is just the cat's meow. So, back to music. I started that set with Curtis McMurtry, Eleanor's House from Respectable Enemy. I'm not sure that that was exactly the song that I meant to play, but I really enjoyed it. So I was listening to this CD driving around the other day, and I knew which song I wanted to play at the time, but then the CD doesn't have the songs listed by number, and I might have to play the song I meant to play another time, but I really enjoyed Eleanor's House. After that, Marissa Anderson, Cloud Corner, the title track from Cloud Corner. Okay, so I had plans with my friend Doug to go hear Marissa Anderson at Atwood's this past week. Earlier in the day, Doug's wife Jean and Doug and my friend Naomi, we all went to go see the movie Leave No Trace, and there's a scene in which there are two musicians playing, and Doug said, I think that's Michael Hurley. So we stayed and watched the credits to see if it was indeed Michael Hurley, and it was. And he was playing with Marissa Anderson, who we had plans to see that night at Atwood's. So how random is that? And her music that she played at Atwood's was instrumental, much like you heard the piece that is in the movie has vocals. But it was really amazing to see her live after seeing her on the big screen and hearing about her adventures on the film set. After that was Johnny, I cannot pronounce his last name, it's my fault, not his, Irion, and he was recently at Passim. I went to go hear him there and really very much enjoyed his show. I enjoyed hearing about the music process. He and his wife are both very talented and come from a long music history. His wife is Sarah Lee Guthrie, so of Arlo Guthrie and Woody Guthrie, and apparently their daughters are quite talented as well, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see them coming and performing sometime in the near future. I think they're young teenagers right now, so hopefully they'll stick with it and we'll be able to hear them play in the near future. After Johnny was Maggie Bjorklund, Summer Romance from the album Coming Home, and then Wilco, Red Eyed and Blue. That's about as close to 4th of July music I got from being there. That's an album I listen to a lot, double CD set. Then Nikki Lane, Foolish Heart from Highway Queen, and Shovels and Rope, Buffalo Nickel. It is 10 minutes till 11 o'clock. I have a couple more songs that I will play. Then I need to go home and rescue this lovely foster dog that I have. His name is Little Bobby Fisher McFerrin Farouk. So why don't we start with some Shaky Graves? I think I will still fit in some Margaret Glasby and see if we have time for a third song before I take off. Enjoy the rest of the day. Stay cool and enjoy the music.
Thank you. My sister, she's gonna die trying with her heart ablaze and a fighting sword. Side to side.